Hello, I hope everyone can hear me. Thanks so much for the invitation. So I was tasked with discussing what sort of policies do we need to effectively tackle the problem, as well as how the new technologies that Antoine mentioned, how do they fit into the political context of methane mitigation. So let me start from the policies that we need to tackle the problem. I think there are two major components. Four major components. So first of all, we need to definitely push for measurements as opposed to just estimates. So far, we had only estimates. Now we very desperately need more measurements for mitigating the problem. Then policies must distinguish between different fuel types, ensure just transition, and be 1.5 degrees aligned. So let me start with measurements. We desperately need to move away from just estimates to empirical measurements, and mitigation very much benefits from better data and knowing where and how big the emissions are. And this applies to all emission sources. But on the top of that, we are witnessing a light speed pace of technological advancements in the field, and policies must account for this pace. So when crafting policies, they need to remain technology agnostic, which allows room for a continuous development in the area. On the second point, on mitigation, we need to appreciate the specifics of different sectors in the decarbonization pathway. And a clear example of that is presented by thermal and coking coal, for example. So we must make a clear distinction between these two, as the UN has made its stance very clear. We need to phase out thermal coal by 2030 in OECD countries and by 2040 in non-OECD countries. And there's no room for a debate here. Clean and economical alternatives for thermal coal are available now, and we must prioritize their adoption as we phase out thermal coal. On the other hand, as we know, the situation for coking coal is a little bit more complex. So we don't have ready-to-use economical alternatives to met coal in primary steel production yet. This means that our focus should shift towards mitigating methane emissions from coking coal to ensure that we minimize the climate intensity of primary steel which enters the system, as we will be hoping to close that system soon. On the third point, just transition, well, regardless of the type of policy used, it goes without saying that support must be provided to guarantee that climate action minimizes the negative repercussions for the current generation. And, last but not least, as a rule for any climate policies, I think it's crucial to highlight that our policies must be deeply rooted in science and aligned with 1.5 degrees Celsius pathway. We can't have any exceptions here if we want to avoid imposing immeasurable costs to the future generations. And I just want to mention that with regard to mitigation, the methods have been well established for years. And as it has been mentioned before, most of them are very much cost effective. In the oil and gas sector, tons of the emissions can be fixed by asset managers within a few days. Which reinforces what I said before about the importance of measurements at an asset and source level. So achieving this granularity will help us move forwards with the mitigation. When it comes to coal, the challenge of mitigating methane emission lies within the widespread adoption of the technologies which have been available for years, and I believe Richard will say a little bit more about this. Maybe just one thing to add as a dose of shameless promotion from IMEO, our flagship program, which is Oil and Gas Methane Partnership, OGMP, it addresses this need to cooperate with asset managers to reduce methane emissions in the sector. And this is done through a robust measurement framework. So as we work on replicating the success of Oil and Gas Methane Partnership, but for the steelmaking sector, on the measurement front, similarly to OGMP, we established 5 principle-based, so technology-agnostic, reporting levels to accommodate these new technologies which will be coming in the forthcoming years. When it comes to mitigation, our program for steel and met coal, it sets 1.5 degrees compliant reduction targets that Tomáš mentioned, and it will help companies to formulate comprehensive mitigation plans. We've seen that OGMP, this oil and gas methane partnership, has been extremely useful in numerous jurisdictions to establish measurement and mitigation policies. And we are hopeful that, our steel framework will mirror this success in the near future. So just to repeat, when talking about policies, we definitely need to shift to measurements. We have to distinguish between different fuel types. We have to ensure just transition. And above all, we need to be 1.5 degrees compliant without rooms for exceptions. And now on the new technologies, Antoine, thank you for your presentation here. It is pretty obvious that the technological complexity will increase over time. And there's no way to stop it. And satellites serve as a prime example of this complexity within the methane ecosystem. So as we see more and more press releases coming out each week on methane plumes found elsewhere, whether it's oil and gas sites or coal mines, we need to have new ways of engaging governments and companies to mitigate these emissions straight away as we see them. I think we should treat these new technologies as a key instrument to support diplomacy on aligning our ambition with action. So at IMEO, this is what we do with the aforementioned Methane Alert and Response System, which has a very nice acronym, MAS. MAS works by integrating the satellite systems for methane detection, and it works by collecting all the information that we're getting from a plethora of different suppliers. And we use this knowledge to cooperate with governments around the world to provide insights into what satellites can observe and offer assistance in addressing methane pollution. And it really, really works. We are now several months into the pilot system of MARS, and we issued over 60 alerts to the governments. And the governments have been extremely cooperative. It just doesn't make sense to continue leaking methane. So as soon as they hear about the problem, there are ways, and the governments are trying to find ways to address the problem. So if we align our thinking about new technologies as a diplomatic instrument, I think there's much more that can be done on mitigation, and I have just no doubt about it. Thank you.